Okay, let's Bez Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf was daf Zayin. We are actually at the very top line of Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara had just pointed out that even when you do Bedika, you also have to do Bittel at the time you do the Bedika. That's what the Gemara said. You do Bittel at the time you do the Bedika. So the Gemara had asked, it's a little bit strange to do Bittel at that time, all the way the night before. Like, you're not going to burn the chametz till the next day. So the Gemara had asked, V'nevatle b'shis. So we're on the top line now, Zayin Amud Aleph. V'nevatle b'shis. So it would make a lot more sense, do Bittel right when you're about to burn the chametz. In the sixth hour, right, chametz becomes aser ba'achila at 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara is asking, v'nevatle b'shis, why don't we do bittel then? You said you can't do it at like 4 or 5 hours because we're afraid people are gonna forget it. But at the sixth hour, why not? V'nevatle b'shis, let's institute that we do it right then, right when the iser, right when you burn the chametz. Answers the Gemara, kevan de'isur de'rabanan ilaveh. Since already at the beginning of the sixth hour, at 11 a.m., if it was a perfect 6 to 6 day, since at 11 a.m., it's already prohibited, midrabanan, kevan de isur derabanan ilave, since there's already an isur derabanan on the chametz at 11, so we can't do bittel right before 12, because it's already asim midrabanan bahana, kevan de isur derabanan ilave, kidoraisa damya. So it's just as problematic as if it were usser already midoraisa v'lav brishu se kaima. This thing is usser bahana. If it's usser bahana, you can't use it. If you can't use it, it's worthless. If it's worthless, you are halachically not considered to own it. And if you're already not considered halachically to be an owner, so then you can no longer do bittel. It's already out of your rishus. You can't do bittel anymore. V'lav brishu se kaima. V'lo matzi mevatel. It's too late to do bittel. How do we prove this, says the Gemara? Very interesting proof. If a man tries to marry a woman with chametz from 6 hours and on Erev Pesach, even with chametz, that's chametz nukshe, we'll see what it means. Even stuff that we're not 100% sure is going to be fully chametz. Either way, ein choshen lekidushin. It's not kidushin at all, because once it's already asam midrabanan in the sixth hour, it's worthless. Once it's asam midrabanan, even though, and we're going to talk about this in a minute, but even though midoraisa, as far as the Torah is concerned, it's perfectly 100% okay to use this chametz in the sixth hour. It doesn't become asam until after the sixth hour. But since in the sixth hour it's asam midrabanan, so it's not considered to be a marriage at all. Now, before we go further, just two quick points about this. So Rashi understands this means in the sixth hour, where it's asim midrabanan. We're talking about chametz doraisa in a time where it's asim midrabanan. So therefore, makes sense that during this time, we say it's completely worthless. So just like you can't marry a girl with this stuff, it's asim midrabanan. So too, you can no longer do bittel. You can't do bittel with this stuff anymore. You're not considered to be an owner. The problem that Tosus raises on this is Tosus on Vav Amud Beis. It's actually the bottom Tosus on the page. Mishei Shal Samah. Pirush Kodesh Mitchilas Sheish. V'lo Nehira. Because we just had this very same expression, Mishei Shal Solamala, one daf earlier, and there it meant after 12, not after 11. So how can you say the same words over there mean after 12, and here it means in the sixth hour, after 11? How can you say that? So Tosus says, no, that's not what we're talking about. Tosus says, really, it means after 12. Wait a minute, but after 12, the chametz is asim midoraisa, but we're talking about chametz derabanan. Chametz nukshe, which is chametz that hasn't fully fermented, so it's not full chametz midoraisa. It's only asir ba'achila, but it's only asir ba'hana midorabanan. It's only asir ba'hana midorabanan. So therefore, that's why, instead of chametz doraisa in the time period that it's asim midrabanan, Tosus understands that it's chametz derabanan in the time period that it's asim midoraisa. So it's the same, boils down to the same thing. But what Tosis gains with this pshat is that at least the words Mishe Shos Lamala mean the same thing that they meant on the page before. She Shos Lamala doesn't mean in the sixth hour, it means after six. That's point number one.
Sixth hour is Rabbanan.
In the sixth hour, Chametz is Aser Midrabbanan Bahana. After sixth hour, it's Aser Ba'achilan Banami Doraisa, but in the sixth. So that's a question. Rashi says this means in the sixth, but Tosis says it means after the sixth, but it's Chametz that's Aser Ba'anam Midrabbanan. Now, the only other thing that I wanted to point out over here is this is a huge chiddush that something that's Aser Ba'anam Midrabbanan is actually not marriage at all midoraisa. Right? As far as the Torah is concerned, you're allowed to benefit. So you try to marry a girl with this thing, and the Gemara says there's no kedushin whatsoever, even though on a doraisa level, you're allowed to benefit from it. So what's going on over here? So the Achronim say over here that the Rishonim actually is a Ritva, talks about over here, says over here that actually, what's the definition of money, of something that has value? Something that you could spend, right? Something that you could actually do it. So even though on a doraisa level you can spend it, bottom line, it's aser midrabbanan, so no girl is going to be able to do anything with it. So even though it's only aser midrabbanan, practically speaking, she cannot do anything with it. So it's not a good marriage, even on a level of doraisa. Now, there's a very interesting theme that comes up throughout Shas. When things are only aser midrabbanan, under what circumstances do they have ramifications even for doraisas? So this is one very, very interesting application of it. The Gemara here says something that's aser ba'anam midrabbanan. You're not allowed to benefit from midrabbanan. Even though midoraisa, you're allowed to get a benefit out of it, but it's not even kedushin on the level of doraisa. So Rashi sticks in a different thing. Rashi says, well, called a mekadesh adaita derabbanan mekadesh and hefker bez than hefker, so therefore the rabbis have a right to say something's valueless. But the other Rishonim say not that way. The other Rishonim say, no, at the end of the day, even though practically speaking, the definition of money is something usable. So even if it's only not usable midrabbanan, that affects its status as money, even on the level of doraisa, because at the end of the day, she can't do anything with it. And saying that she can't do anything with it, practically speaking, even though it's only nisa derabbanan that's riding on this thing, at the end of the day, she can't use it, so it's not marriage at all. Fascinating concept.
In general, with an expiring asset, riding even an hour later, it's going to be useless.
Okay, but for now, she could use it. I mean, for the hour now, she could use it. So it's worth something now. This is not worth anything now, and it's not worth anything ever. She can never use it, practically speaking. It's just an interesting point. Oh, okay, let's go further. Says the Gemara, Ulabasar Yisur Lamatzi Mevatale. Is that really true? That once the thing becomes Aser Bahana, you can no longer do Bittel? This is against the Braisa. Vahatanya Hayyosh Beis HaMedrash. The guy was sitting in Beis HaMedrash. Now, we're going to see in a second, presumably, this is on Pesach. V'niskar sheyesh chametz pesoch peso. He remembers, oh my gosh, there's chametz in my house, I forgot to get rid of it. Now, he would never, chas v'sholem, show disrespect to his Rebbe by walking out in the middle of the shir to go deal with an Issa Kares. No, that he's not going to do. That's not an option. To embarrass your Rebbe by walking out in the middle of the shir, no, that he can't do. He's chayv kares every second. No, but you're not going to embarrass the Rebbe, that you're not going to do. So what do you do? Mavatlo belibo. So you just do bittel, no problem. Just say, I hereby mentally nuke that chametz that's in my house. I'm hereby declaring it like the dust of the earth. I'm mavatel it. We didn't learn earlier, but Rashi and Tosis have a dispute. How does bittel work? Right? Rashi has this idea that you could sort of mentally declare something as meaningless, null and void in your head. It's really amazing. The Ramban says you could just, even though there's this big fat cake on your desk, you look at the cake and you say, I hereby make this thing worthless, and you could have that cake sitting there all Pesach long, you don't violate it. You mentally consider it as worthless. That's Rashi. Tosa says it works from the laws of Hefker. It's like you made it Hefker. It's like it's ownerless. It's not the pshat that you made it valueless. It's just Hefker. Hey, you're getting rid of it. It's ownerless. Anyway, so Hayo Yoshua is a management niska shesh chambisok beso, mavatlo belibo, echad shabbos ve'echad yontif. Wait a second. What yontif is this? Pesach. Bishlama shabbos mishkachasla kigon shechal arbaos or lios b'shabbos. Okay, on shabbos, you can say it's erev Pesach. Like this year, erev Pesach falls out on shabbos. Ela yontif basari surhu. How can you do bittel? It's yontif morning. You tell me it's already aser ba'ana. It's already meaningless. It's already valueless. How could you make it? How could you be mevatel? It's already. We just said before that after 12 o'clock, erev Pesach, you can't be mevatel anymore. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yochum. No. Hacha b'Talmud Yosef l'nei Rabo Askin. We're talking about a Talmud sitting in front of his Rebbe. And again, he would never be mevaza his Rebbe. V'nizka sheyesh isa megulgalos b'soch beso. What he remembered is that he has a dough that's slowly rising in his house. That's what happened. It's not chametz right now. It's not chametz. It's within the 18 minutes. So I don't know. He realized before the dough has fully risen. Umisyari shematachmetz. He's afraid that it's going to become chametz. So kadim umuvatle mikami de tachmetz. It's not chametz yet. So he's giving umuvatle before it becomes chametz. Dekanami, I'll prove it to you. Diktani hayoyoshi besoch beis hamedrish. It sounds like it's a time problem. He just can't leave now, right? If it was already chametz, so you could say the same thing when he's sitting in the house. I mean, he could be mevatel. You could do bittel from anywhere. So what's the whole chiddush? He's in the beis medrash. The point is he can't get out. The shiur is going to last another 45 minutes. By the time he gets out, it's already going to be chametz. Shma mina. Just another interesting side point over here. What does it say here? Mevatlo belibo, right? Can you do bittel in your heart, or do you have to say something to do bittel? So the Gemara sounds like Mevatlo Belibo. So the Ramban is medayik from this Gemara that you could do bittel even in your heart. You don't have to say anything. You just think it in your heart and that's good enough. However, the Ran writes that, no, Mevatlo Belibo here doesn't really mean it. It just means that you don't actually have to scream it out that people could hear, but you have to actually say the words. You have to say the words. Because otherwise we have this rule, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, that words in the heart are meaningless. The Ritva writes that way also. However, the Meiri writes that anytime you have a situation, and there's no problem with Dvarim Shebelev, you can do it even in your heart. The Ran says, this issue depends on the issue that I told you before. Coins Rashi that Bittel is the din of Tashbisu, so maybe in the heart it's enough. You could just mentally nuke it. But according to Tosas, that Bittel works within Hefker. If you want to make something Hefker, it could be that you actually have to say it. So that could be the difference between Rashi and Tosas earlier. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. New Gemara. Amar Rav Barufun Amar Rav. Hapas she'ipsha. So let's say you have bread that's spoiled. I shouldn't say bread. It's you don't know whether it's chametz or matzah. That's the whole point over here. So it's spoiled. And it's in a box. It's in the bread basket. Now, apparently, they didn't have like 10 bread baskets. They had one bread basket. They would clean it out before Pesach. They would use the same bread basket for chametz as they would for matzah. Nowadays, no Yiddish balabusta would allow that to go down. That would not happen nowadays. No way that your wife is letting you use the same bread basket for. But in those days, they didn't have so much money, so they used the same one. So now the question is, you have this. So you're sitting on Pesach, or maybe right after Pesach, but let's say it's on Pesach, and you have this something in there. You don't know whether it's chametz or matzah. Kevin shirav sa matzah muteris. The Gemara at this point means that if this bread basket was used more times for matzah than it was for chametz, so then you have a right to assume that this thing, this piece of bread in there, was matzah. Ask the Gemara, what's the case here? Hechidan, what's the case? Ilema di yada ba de chametzi. Obviously, if you knew that this thing was chametz, Kirov sa matzah mahavi. Who cares that most of the times used it for matzah? At the end of the day, it's chametz. Ella, delo yadina ba yichametz hu matzahu. We're talking about a case of where we don't know whether it was chametz or it was matzah, and you can't tell because it's rotted, so you don't even know what it used to be. So my ear, ya kirov sa matzah. So why are you matzah this thing? Because most of the time you used it was for matzah. I feel kilo rov sa nami nasal basar basra. Even if you did not use it most of the time for matzah, why don't we follow the last thing you use it for? Why wouldn't we assume that it follows what you used it for last? Even if most of the time you use it for chametz, but if the last usage was for matzah, we should follow the last usage, not the majority. Milo tanan. How do I know that we usually follow the last? I'll prove it to you. Milo tanan from a Mishnah in Shkolim. Moshin himself nei socher behema. Let's say you find money in Yerushalayim, in front of the meat, the animal salesman, you find money there, la'ola meiser. You have to assume that that money is meiser sheni money, because most of the animals purchased in Jerusalem all year long are bought with meiser sheni money. So if you find money there, you got to assume it's meiser sheni money. Baharabayas, however, if you find it in the Harabayas, so then chulin, then you don't assume it's meiser sheni money, even though On Yontif, most of the money everywhere there was Maisa Sheni money. Nevertheless, maybe the money was there from before Yontif, and you file majority. However, B'Yerushalayim, if it was in the streets of Jerusalem, B'Shas HaRegel, if it's on Yontif time, Maisa, you assume it's Maisa Sheni, B'Shar Yimos HaShana. However, all the rest of the year, Chulin, you assume the money is not Maisa Sheni. Why? Amar Shmaya Barzeya, my timer. Ho, Vashuk Yerushalayim, Asuyim L'Skabed, B'chol Yom. The street cleaners in Jerusalem would clean the streets every day. So you assume if it was found on Yontif, it was Maisa Sheni money. If it was before Yontif, it was there was something else. It was Chulin money. So therefore, now, Alma Amrinon, Kamai Kamai Azile. We assume that whatever happened beforehand is gone. Vahani Achrininu. And this is new stuff. So Hachanami Nema, Soto over here by this bread, we should say, Kama Kama Azil. That you already removed the previous breads from this. Why don't you assume, just like the streets of Jerusalem were cleaned, you assume that you're not keeping the old bread in there, right? You take the old bread out. So you assume that the bread that was left in there is from the last stuff you put in there. V'kama kama azil. You remove the other breads. And this is the latest thing that was used. So why did Rav only permit this if the majority of usage of this box was for matzah? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hacha de'ipusha mochiach ilavei. No. Here we're talking about moldy bread. Moldy bread, by definition, may have been in there for a very, very long time. So you have no right to rely on the last one in a case of moldy bread. Says the Gemara, i'ipusha mochiach ilavei. If you're telling me if it's very old, ki rav sa matzah mayhavi, even if most of the time used it was for matzah, but this is here for a long time ago, so probably it's here from before Pesach. It's here from Chametz time. So Amar Rabbi, you're right. Lo tema shirav sa matzah. I didn't mean to say that most of the time usages was for matzah. Ela ema shirabu yemei matzah ilave. It means that a lot of days since the beginning of Pesach already passed. So even though it's moldy, it could still be considered to be Pesach stuff. That's the idea. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Pshita, if you're telling me that it already got moldy, in those days, the bread used to get moldy very quickly. 2-3 days, the bread would get moldy. Ihachi Pshita. So then it's obvious that it's matzah. I mean, you're not on Pesach, you're not going to have chametz in the house. And if it's 2-day-old moldy bread, obviously it's matzah. Says the Gemara, no. Lo tzricha de'ipusha maruba. Rav, we need Rav Timati, even if it has a lot of mold. Maybe you say that it has a lot of mold, so it's for sure from before Pesach, because there's not enough days to make it moldy. Kamash malon, we say, but the Rav's chiddush is, kevin shirabu yimei matzah ilavei, since there's still a lot of days since the beginning of Pesach, it's already the fifth or sixth day of Pesach, amrinon, kol yom av yom nahama chamim afa, on every day we put fresh, hot, freshly baked matzah on it, and you put it on the old matzah that was stuck in the bottom over there, and it caused it to spoil even more. The hot matzah caused it to quicken the spoiling process. Asks the Gemara, "Umi aslina basar basar? Do we really follow the last thing that was in there?" V'hatani will enter the price. Rabbi Yosef read the Omer, "Teva shenishtam shuba mos chulin umos mais." If you have a piggy bank or a suitcase that you used it for miser money and for non-miser money. Imrov chulin chulin. Imrov miser miser. If most of the usage of this suitcase was for chulin money, then you assume it's chulin, or this wallet. Imrov miser miser. If most of the usage was is miser. Va'amai, why do we follow rov? Lazel basar basra. Let's follow the last thing that you put in there, like we said before. And the Gemara of Nachman Yitzhak, Hachamai Askinon, what are we talking about over here? Kigon. Shenishtam shuba mos chulin umos hasheni. No, ve'en yodua eze membasof. You're right. If we knew which was used last, then we would do the last one. Then we would do the last one. But here, we used them both at the same time. We don't know which one was last. That's one answer. Rav Zvin Amar Kagon shenishtam shuba tziburin tziburin. He used different piles of different money in the same box. One was in one corner, one was the other corner, so there's no first and last. Very slim and similar to the last answer. Rav Papa Amar Kagon Dishtakach Beguma. You found the money in like a hidden pocket within the thing. So it may have been there for a long time. You might have missed it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara.
Rabbi,
What's that?
Well, can't you assume that he would have found it during Bidika or at least know about it?
This is talking about the money. It's talking about the money.
I'm talking about the chametz now.
Which of the pascha ipsha? I don't know. Maybe the bread basket. I don't know. Interesting. I don't know. I don't know. Good question. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Habodeg tzarach sheyivarech." Okay, when you do bedikas chametz, so you have to make a bracha when you do bedikas chametz. My mevarech. What bracha do you make when you do bedikas chametz? Rav Papi Amar Mishmei Derava Livaer Chametz. Here we get into a whole sugya. A lot of times, right, you have lehaniach tefillin and al mitzvah tefillin, two blessings, right? Sometimes the brikas and mitzvah you say leh, and sometimes you say al. So what's the rules? What are the rules? When do you say leh, and when do you say al? So the Argamar is going to make one suggestion, and there's going to be a lot of other suggestions. Oh. Now, this is also interesting. My mevarech, Rav Papi Amar Mishmei Derava, livaer chametz. Rav Papa Amar Mishmei Derava al bir chametz. So point number one that's very interesting, which is you're doing bedika, and yet the text of the bracha is bir. Isn't that interesting? That you're doing bedikas chametz, and the text of the bracha is bir. Why is that? So the Mefarshim say as follows. Mefarshim say, because bedika is not really the main mitzvah. Bedika is just like a prelude. You're just looking for it to find it in order to destroy it. So why do you make the bracha b'shasa bedika? Because that's the beginning. The beginning of the process is bedikas chametz. So says the Ritva. The Ritva and the Ran write that even it's like one long mitzvah that begins from bedika and ends in the burning of the chametz tomorrow. And therefore, you make the bracha al bir chametz. And the Rush writes that you might have thought that we shouldn't make a bracha at all on the mitzvah of bir chametz because it's not really such a mitzvah. You have to get rid of the chametz to not violate bayir by matzeh. The Chiddush is, even though bedika is only because of we're afraid maybe there's chametz in the house, like what if you don't find anything? Nevertheless, you make a bracha. Oh, we're going to talk about this in a minute. This whole custom of putting out the 10 pieces. Oh. Even though we make the bracha at the time of the bedika, nevertheless, the chazal were misaking with the nusach of the bracha al bir chametz and not al bedikas chametz because the goal is the bir. So says the Meiri and the Ran. The Rush writes that we say the bracha b'lashon biur mishama bittel shebesamach lebedika. Right. The Rush claims that we do bittel twice, right? The Meir at Shein Mvarchan ala bittel mishum sheikra mitzvah asay shel tashbisu, is it with the beer? Makchin yochel livdok yivarch ala bittel. Rabbeinu David writes, "Shabrachi al etzem abedika av she'ena elam midrabbanim kol makom mevarchim gam al mitzvahs derabbanan." Okay, well, let's go a little further. This will become a little bit clearer. So the Gemara says like this: "Bilavayr kuleyam alo pligi." Everyone agrees that le implies the future. We're going to learn in a minute. You always have to make a bracha prior to a mitzvah over lasiyasan. So the Gemara says, everyone agrees, it certainly implies the future. It certainly implies the future. Ki pligi, what are they arguing about? Be'albiur. Mar savar meikara mashmo, mar savar la'abal mashma. The opinion that says, albiur, so it sounds like Pashup Shad, the Gemara right now. Everyone agrees, Levayr Chamez is a good text. The question is, can you also say, al bir chametz? That's what it sounds like. And the question is whether al bir implies the past, in which case you can't use that language because you're making the bracha before the bedika. And others say, al bir all smash in the future. Take a look at this beautiful tosus over here. Belevayr, kuleyam lo pli de la haba mash on the bottom of Zayin Amid Aleph. Mikan haya matzrich rashba levarich lifnei hamila lachniso. Right? I mean, when the father makes a bracha lachniso, bebrisa shel Avram Avinu, so the moel says alamila, so the father's got to go very quickly before the moel is finished with the priya. He's got to make lehachniso because le implies the future. De ila achar amila, yishaker bebrachaso, Tosa says. If you wait too long, the father says you can make lehachniso. Le means the future. You're going to be lying with the bracha. De lachnis laba mashma. Over lasiaso, and for a second reason is you got to make lahachniso before the mitzvah. V'lo nira la Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says no, he disagrees with that. The parallel is the mila tanya amolam akashu asher kashom etzana ala mila via benam lahachniso mashma laachar amila mikomo. I lahachniso mashla but lo kashya. The law alzos hanaisa achshem avarach el mishabeach umodel akadosh baruch hu. Only if the male is making lachnis, it's got to be before. But the father is making it to thank Hashem for the whole institution of Mila. Sounds like Tosas is hinting. Certainly, other Rishonim say lachniso is not a brachas hamitzvah at all. It's not a bracha hamitzvah. It doesn't have to be before the meal at all. It's a bracha of thank you, Hashem, for giving us this institution called bris meal, for giving us children and for allowing us the privilege of bringing the child into the bris. But it's not a brachas hamitzvah at all. It's a brachas shevach vohoda. If it's shevach vohoda, it could be afterwards. That's what Tosas seems to imply. He doesn't quite say that, but other Rishonim certainly say it black on white. Okay, let's continue. It's a Birchas Shevach. Yeah, that's what Rabbeinu Tam sounds like. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us this institution for Bris Milah. Okay, let's continue, says the Gemara. Mesive, I'll ask you a question. Baruch Hashem Kisham Tzivanu Al Hamila. So you see, Al means the future. It's got to be before. So this is a question against, right? This is against Rav Puppy, who said you have to say Le because Al implies the past. And it's the Gemara. Hasam Heichinim, you have no choice. Name a Lamul. To say Lamul, you can't say that. Losagi Delav Iu Mahil. There's no chiv bris mila dafka on the moel. The one who's usually doing the bris mila, which is the moel, the chiv of the bris is not on him, it's on the avia ben, so that's why he can't make a bracha lomul es habein. Asher kidisham and sovitz on the low. So it's al amila, because I'm not the guy really who's responsible for this. That's why they made a bracha al amila. Ask the Gemara. So then what about if the father does the bris mila? Avia ben maikalim, remember, says the Gemara, you're right, in the chenami. If the father does the bris mila, even Rav Papi will agree that he has to make the bracha lamul. If the father does that, he's got to make the bracha lamul. Meisve will ask a question. Baruch Hashem Kishab and Sovetzvano al ashchita. Why al ashchita? If you tell me al implies the past, so how in the world can you make al ashchita? Answer the Gemara. Hasam nami heichinim. Same thing over there. You have no choice. Why I have no choice? Name a lishchot lo sa'id lavi yushachit. The chiv of shchita is not on you. If you don't want to eat meat, you don't have to shecht at all. So that's why I have to write ala shchita, because there's no chiv on you lishchot. Lishchot sounds like there's a chiv on you to do the shchita. So that's why you got to say ala shchita. Ask the Gemara, Pesach v'kod shemaykel imeim, but what about shchitas Pesach? That you have to do, or you have to bring a carbon, right? If you have an obligation to bring a carbon, chatas, whatever it is, so you have to do it. Sigmar says, you're right. Ma'ikalim, you're right. If you're shechting your own carbon that you're obligated to bring, you would make the bracha shekin shem mitzvanu lishchot es ha-carbon. Meisvei, asked the Gemara, ha-ose lulav la'atzmo, if a person assembles a lulav on Erev, Sukkis, mevarach shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu la'zman hazeh. So you're allowed to make the shechiyonu on the mitzvah of lulav prior to Yontif. Even Erev Yontif, when you're assembling the lulav. But nitalo latzespo, if you take the lulav in order to be yotze the mitzvah, omer hashekesh ha-mitzvah tzono, al netilas lulav. Wait, but you have to make the bracha on the lulav before you yotze the mitzvah. If al implies prior, previous, how could you say al and tias lulav? Answers the Gemara, shani hasam debidna da'agbe hinofikbe. Oh, famous Tosas here. So Tosas answers, the Gemara answers, no, you know why you make an al netilas lulav? Al really implies the past, because once you pick up the lulav, you're already yotze. So that's why you have to make the bracha al netilas lulav. Take a look at this world famous Tosas here. Beidna da'agba nafakbe. Ask Tosas, well, wait a second. If you tell me you make the bracha al netilas lulav because the second you picked it up, you were already yotze, and you make the bracha after you were yotze, but you can't do that. We're going to learn in a second. You got to always make the bracha before you yotze. So how in the world are you going to make the bracha lulav afterwards? Beidna, says Tosas, Beidna da'agba nafakbe vimtomar. Came into Nafa, Keach Yavach, Malotzach Lavach, Overlas Yasin. What are you talking about? How can you tell me, oh, you make the Bracha Al because once you pick up the Lulav, you're ready Yotze. So I make the Bracha Al and Tias Lulav. But how could you make the Bracha after you're ready Yotze? But Omeri, Avagav de Nafik, Akati Osek, Bemitzvah, Shatzarch Lenanea, Bekrias Halal. Tosa says, well, yes, it's true you've already been Yotze, but the mitzvah is still continuing because you still have to shake the Lulav during Halal. So since you have to shake, that's also part of the mitzvah. So you're making the bracha, even though you've done the mitzvah already, you're making the bracha because the mitzvah is continuing. That's like by Netilas Yadayim also we say, Al Netilas Yadayim. People don't know this. When you're washing your hands, you have to make the bracha prior to drying your hands. Because the drying of the hands is part of the mitzvah. A lot of people don't know this. You already dried your hands, make a bracha Al Netilas Yadayim. It's too late. You can't make the bracha anymore. You wash your hands. Now, why don't you make the bracha before you wash? Because then your hands are like tummy. You can't make the bracha. So first wash your hands, make the bracha, then dry your hands. So that you say al because you already washed them, how is it over last yasin? You got to make sure, you got to do it before you dry it because the drying is considered part of the mitzvah. So to over here says Tosfos, in the lulav, the shaking of the lulav is considered part of the mitzvah. Now, of course, you all know the other Rishonim have a different answer, right? We say, that's why when you pick it up, you got to make sure to pick up the esrog upside down with the pitum facing down. Then turn the pitum up, and then you yotzis. It's to get out of this problem because it means the agbe nafakbe. Other rishonim say you should have kavana shelo latzis. When you pick it up, you have in mind I'm not being yotze. I'm not being yotze. I'm being yotze. Then you make the bracha. Now I'm on the kavana to be yotze. Then you don't have to turn up. So these are other etzas to get out of this problem of me the agbe nafakbe.
Marina, this implies that the non-nuim have a chilek of
Ooh, yeah, that's what it implies. Still part of the ikachi of HaMitzvah. It's not just the window dressing. It's not just dessert. It's actually part of the mitzvah itself. Yes, that's what it sounds like. Rav Salvechik said, that's pshat, the Mishnah in Sukkah says, that's why you need, right, you need an extra tefach on the lulav, higher than the hadasim and the rav. The Mishnah says, kidela na'ne'abo. The fourth tefach is kidela na'ne'abo. So if Salvage said, you see from that the Nanuim is considered to be part of the mitzvah. That's why the Shear is four tefachim. It's got to be one tefach above because the Nanuim is considered to be part of the mitzvah. Good. Let's continue. So the Gemara says,
Why, if it's part of the mitzvah, why can't you say it? Why do you need to flip over the esrog? What's the reason? Meaning, I can still make the bracha and then shake afterwards. If it's right, part of the mitzvah, I'm still
yeah. So, Dave, the point is, not everybody agrees. You know, that's a dispute. You're right. Others say no. The nanuim is not. That's just like you know. Just
not
exactly. That's exactly the point. So, Mark, Iyachi, if so, lotse spo. So then, the text of the brisa doesn't make sense. Nitalo lotse spo. What do you mean lotse spo? You're already yotze. Yachi lotse spo yatzebo mi boile says Gmar inachinami. You're right. That's what it means. Umishum de kabay lemisne seifa. Since in the end of that, Bryce wanted to say leshe basuka. We'll see in a minute. Tana resha nami lotse spo diktani seifa. It says in the end of that Bryce is a very important halacha. Haose suka laatzmo. Omer baruch ata Hashem shechiyan vikimani yon lezman hazeh. Nichnas leshe ba Omer baruch Hashem shechiyan vikimani yon leshe basuka. So if you build a sukkah on Erev Sukkot, you make a shechianu. You can make the shechianu ready from the time you build the sukkah. You don't sit in it. And once you go into sit in it, you make the bracha leishev basukkah. By the way, because of even though we don't paskin, we don't make the shechianu on Erev Sukkot, but because theoretically you could make the bracha shechianu on Erev Sukkot, that's why we flip the leishev and the shechianu in the sukkah from the first night to the second night. I'll just say it quickly. It requires a lot more explanation, but because even if the second night is Yontif and the first night Sveika the Yomim was Erev Yontif, the Shechiyona that you made last night works for the Sukkah because of this Gemara. Even on Erev Yontif, the Shechiyona works for the Sukkah. So on the second night, the Shechiyona is really only going on the Mitzvah Hayom. So that's why you first make a Shechiyonu, and then you make the Leishev, because the Shechiyonu doesn't need to go on the Leishev because last night's Shechiyonu worked, even if you would assume last night is not Yontif. I'm sorry for saying that fast. You can play me back and listen to it again, but hopefully you'll understand it. Says the Gemara, the Hilchisa, the Halacha is that you are allowed to make Al Bir Chametz, and that is the text. Right, so everybody asks, well, so you're allowed to say Al Bir Chametz, so why do we do that? So the Ravid writes, right, from Rashi it sounds like you don't have to make the bracha Al Bir, but you're allowed to make the bracha, right? You're allowed to do it Livayer, or Lummel, or Al Bir. However, Tosus writes, no, you have to make the bracha Al Bir. And Tosus writes here, look at one line, it's a great line in Tosus here, great line. Take a look. In the Dagbe. Now, where is this line? Look at Vehilchasa, Tosus Vehilchasa. Vehilchasa, Al Bir Chametz. Yochel hu lomar kein, she'av ze'el lo shemash la'ba, o'shem ha'davka al bir chametz. V'yesh tam b'brachos, v'ri lo matza tam l'chol ha'brachos. He said, if you can try to figure out why it's al or why it's lit, so you're not alone if you can't figure it out. The Ri says, there's too many contradictions, he couldn't figure it out. Fascinating. By the way, in the last Tosus, lotzeis yotzen boile, lotzeis masha shelo yotza adayim bosan etilu, mishkachas l'kisha hofcho, right? Here, Tosus quotes that Eitzah to turn the Esrog upside down. Fine. Back in the Gemara. There's a lot to say here. Right, Rashi implies that you don't have to... So the question is, there are a bunch of shittos that we've shown him why you have to say dafka al bir. The Ramban says that it's best to show the biggest chiddush in brachos. It's the Gemara in brachos, lam and ches, for those who remember the daf yomi. Shemi brachos ha-shaladam nikir mu'tam ad-chacham. So you're supposed to make the bracha in the most mechudosh dik way possible. Fascinating. Other Rishonim say other reasons. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Dekulei alma mia meikar binin levruche. Everyone agrees that you got to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Minon, where do we know this from? Damarav yidam arashmol. Kol ha-mitzvahs barachalein over la-asiyasin. All mitzvahs, you got to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. My mashma, dehai over, lishna dak du mehu. How do we know over means before? Amar menachma yitzak. He went before the Kushi. What a daf yomi coincidence! This week's parsha, Vayishlach. Yaakov went in front of his wives when he split them up into two camps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to walk before Melech HaMashiach in front of all of Klal Yisrael. Bei Rav Amri and the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said, Chutz min ha-tvila v'shofar. On tvila, you don't say beforehand, because if you're tvila, you're tummy, you can't make a bracha when you're tummy. So first go to the mikvah, then say al. Says Gemara, Bishlam ha-tvila da'akati gavra lochazi. That's why when you wash hands until you die, you first wash hands, then make the bracha. Just like when you go to the mikvah, when a woman goes to the mikvah, first she goes into the mikvah, then she makes the bracha. Akati gavra lochazi, because she's tummy. Ella shofar my timer the chitim shum dilma mikalkala tikiya. Maybe the Baal Toke won't be able to get a sound out. Yechya feel shchito milanami. Maybe they mess up the shchito. Rav Chista chutz min atfila bilvadit my tiny amihachi. Tava of all about yasam bracha shekisham and zavitzvana ala tfila. You make the bracha of tfila afterwards. A little more. La'ar haner. So the Gemara had said that we do bedikas chametz la'ar haner to the light of the candle. Minan emili, how do you know you got to use a candle? Rav Chista lamadnu mitzia, mitzia mi mitzia, umitzia mi chipus, searching, v'chipus mi chipus, v'chipus mi neros, we equate chipus with candles, v'neros mi ner. What's all this about? Mitzia mi mitzia ksev hacha by chum is a shivas yam so lo yimatzi batechem. Uksiv hatzen vayichapes bagadol heichelu vakaton kalav vayimatzei. They found the goblet in Binyamin's knapsack. Umitzia mi chibos di day. Vechibos mi neiros. They said, ba'yese yichapes es yushalayim aneiros. So you see chibos means candles. Veneiros mi neir. They said, ner Hashem nishmas adam. Hashem's candle is man's neshama. Chofes kol chadrei vaten. HaKadosh Baruch Hu searches all the deep recesses of man. Tanav Rabbi Shmuel. Leile arbaos arbot gedes achamis la'or aner. The night of the 14th, you check with the light of a candle. Af bishin raya l'davar. Zeich l'davar shneimar shivas yomim. Sa'or lo yimatzei. Ve'omer v'yichapes bagadol echel v'katon kila. Ve'omer v'yisei echapes v'yam b'neiros. Ve'omer ner Hashem nishmas adam. Exactly as we just said. Says Gemar, Maiva omer. What's the extra pasuk? V'chi tema hai be'esahi kulu hu dekama rachmana v'lo ba'dikna l'abushayim v'nohar davuka d'nohar sh'nohar tuva. You might have thought that it's a special din, but when checking Yerushalayim, that we don't want Hashem checking Yerushalayim too closely with too big a fire, because he's going to see all the averus of Yerushalayim, so he's being lenient. El b'nohar d'shraga d'zut d'nohar tvei. Maybe that's a special din over there. Hashem's only going to check Yerushalayim's sins with a candle, because he wants to go lenient on us and not see all the averus. D'avon rabba mishtach v'avazun l'shak toshma. That's why I need the other pasuk. Ner Hashem nishmas adam. That Hashem's candle is man's neshama. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. I wish you have a wonderful week. Tomorrow morning, we will say the Daf Yomi Shir at 7 a.m. for those interested. Daf Yomi at 7 a.m. Great to see everybody. Welcome some of our newcomers to the live Shir. 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. The rest of the week, 7:05 a.m. Thank you very much for joining.
Rabbeinu, don't we have a pasuk? Tell me the name of Hashem.